relaxing one. Maybe your team actually ended up in the win column. We didn't have a winner this time around. I'm going to spoil it right at the top for Nail the Score perhaps this week, because Denver lost to Indianapolis. Do you believe it? Peyton Manning's return to Indy, 39-33. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Winning and losing, isn't that how they keep score in Washington? Shutdown, budget, no budget. Pick your poison. Now, certainly, in Washington, they're on notice because you only got until January, second week in January, to come up with this budget. And there's a lot of complications weaved in the middle of this. Jeb Bush made the scene on the Sunday talk shows across America. And here's what he had to say about the Republicans, what happened with the budget, and moving forward.
I think there was some ground loss from the political point of view. Tactically, it was a mistake to focus on something that couldn't be achieved. And that's what that was. It was tactics. Republicans need to just take a step back and show a little self-restraint and let this happen a little more organically. I'm not blaming Republicans. I think we have a systemic problem in Washington right now, and the void of leadership is making it harder to get to a better place.
All right, so what is that better place? The better place, I would think, is to not extend these deadlines again or to go through this rigmarole of, geez, we're going to have to shut the government down. And if we do, then what happens, who's furloughed, and all that other nonsense. I mean, it's had been a while since we really had gone through it as a nation, and let's hope that we don't have that happen again anytime soon. So the top congressional tax writers, because there's problems with tax reform, and this is the tug of war, or at least one of the battlegrounds anyway, the top tax writers are coming up with a way to rewrite the code, if you will. So they've got a budget conference happening, and Senate Finance Chair is Max Baucus, and the House Ways and Means Chairman is Dave Camp, so Democrat and Republican, and they want to put this all on paper, this whole tax reform plan, within the next several months, they say. But there's a whole bunch of budget conferees, is what they would call it, conferences, that sit down to try to reconcile the complete differences between the House and the Senate budgets by December 13th, because that was part of the deal, that this would happen by December 13th, so they could go through the budget, get it voted on, and then that would be it. And while you have a couple of people concentrating on tax reform, then the rest is focused on all those other conferences. So what kind of an agreement will they reach? What kind of common ground will they possibly find? You know, your Senate budget chairwoman is Patty Murray. She's a Dem out of Washington, a lot of you listening to us in the great Northwest. And the House budget chair is Paul Ryan, a Republican, of course, from Wisconsin. And their ideas of what the budget should be are completely different. They're trying to narrow, I think, those goals. They're trying to narrow it down as quickly as they can. And that's the smart thing. It's the only way they're ever going to get through this. I mean, they're hundreds of billions of dollars apart. That's how big this is. The revenue portion of the budgets are completely different. Maybe they leave taxes out of the agreement. I don't know. But I think you're going to have a dozen of these conferences, and you're going to have Republicans and Democrats who are going to try to work this out, and good luck. After going through that dark tunnel, you're going to have to forget what just happened. And think about this, too. The Senate Democratic budget called for $975 billion in new revenues. So how do you bridge the gap? The Republicans don't want tax increases. The Senate Democrats do. $975 billion. $975 billion. And ridiculousness of the deficits, I mean, something has to give there. We just can't keep blindly going down the same alley. and hoping, oh, I don't think we'll get shot, even if it's the most dangerous place to be. So the demagogues need to step aside. The ideologues need to go to the back of the room. And the people that can seriously come up with a compromise to move this forward need to come forward and just do it. Need to do it. I mean, the crazy spending spree that we've been on. Ridiculous. There has to be a way to compromise this with the spending and the taxes. I mean, nobody wants to pay new taxes, but that's always nobody who wants to pay taxes, right? I mean, extra taxes. But at this point, boy, somebody has to buckle in and they've got to sit down and just figure this out. You know, it's like when you, I'm sure you've all experienced this. And I don't care what kind of work you do. You just know when you have your mojo going on and you just don't want to be interrupted. You're just going, 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 going. And you don't want to be interrupted. You want to get it done because you know, oh, I have it. I'm working it. It feels good. I'm working it. I'm working it. I need to focus, concentrate, get it done. So that's what has to happen here. The focus has to be on. I mean, for goodness sake, if we all have to send them focus factor, whatever it is, something, that has to happen, and they have to put all the pettiness of all the nonsense aside. It has to be pushed aside. Big time. Coming up this hour of America Tonight, besides budget woes, talk about a couple of other things, including from the world of entertainment. Would you be surprised that a movie called Gravity is tops at the box office? It's kind of like a play in a different way. Because I say different way because it's a movie. So you have two characters mainly doing the whole thing. George Clooney and Sandra Bullock. She's in space. That's it. That's all you have. And, of course, all the cool animated, I won't say animated, but all the cool features, special effects, I guess, that would be in the movie, too. But that's it. And this has somehow struck a nerve with a lot of people. Maybe people really do care about space exploration, the whole astronaut thing. Coming up next on America Tonight, bag full of what gets somebody in hot water at JFK? What can you not take through airport security? I bet you can name 25 different things, and some of them you don't agree with. What stopped this latest person from getting cuffed at the airport and not getting to their destination? And speaking of getting cuffed, we all feel like we're, I think some of us anyway, shackled by the NSA. And you won't believe the reports of who the NSA has hacked on a global scale. We're talking about that next here on America Tonight. Don't go away. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
When he went through New York's JFK Airport on Saturday, he had a carry-on bag full of a collection of blades. And he also had a knife, a trench knife, well, I guess was probably one of the most notable things, and all those other blades in his carry-on bag, thinking he could get through, I guess, and nobody would notice. Had several pairs of scissors, lighters, matches, just a arsenal with him as he tried to, again, get through security. The airport's Terminal 5 at JFK, they found the hall in the screening area. So what was this 29-year-old from Long Island doing with all that stuff? And what a dummy. He was charged with two counts of criminal possession of weapons. And, they, you know, this is something you don't take lightly. And you should have seen the hall laid out on a table. It was crazy. I mean, it looked like a scene from Dexter. Remember the serial killer guy? On, maybe you don't, but advertised on Showtime, if you don't know what I'm talking about, his fictional character. It was ridiculous. I mean, he had everything that you could imagine. What was he going to do on the plane? They didn't release too many details about him either. But obviously, he wasn't right to try to do that. If he somehow accidentally had it, I don't know how you could explain your way out of that, he is an even bigger idiot because he's going to get slapped with something there. That's why the two counts. Even the dry ice guys in LAX, and now there's two of them, they're getting nailed. So you're talking about dry ice as a prank, perhaps, on the tarmac and in an employee's bathroom. Well, when you try to bring actual weapons on, it's going to be much worse. So the National Security Agency also falls into this category, and there's a whole bunch of bad boys here. They hacked into the email of the former Mexican president, Felipe Calderon, German newspaper, Der Spiegel. You know, they're the ones that always break this stuff. Der Spiegel or The Guardian in England or maybe The Washington Post. They get the information. The whistleblowers send the stuff to them. And I can imagine this is coming from Ed Snowden. So it happened for a bunch of years, apparently, with this whole eavesdropping on the Mexican government. And they wrote a top-secret report in May of 2010 that explained that they successfully exploited a key mail server in the Mexican presidential domain within the network to gain the first-ever access to President Calderon's public email account. And they say the president's office was considered a lucrative source because it was used by cabinet members and had detailed communications about all the political nonsense that was happening there, or their political system anyway. It was called, they even named it something, the documents for the mission were called Flat Liquid. And Der Spiegel got them from Ed Snowden. So it was all outlined in the documents. And they even in the documents of the NSA, they called them white tamale. You like that? It's the white tamale file that we're going to break into. We're going to find out. That's what our document. Here's our document, white tamale. The mission is flat liquid. I mean, you just got to laugh at this stuff. So they had emails of everybody in the Mexican government, anybody that was fighting the drug trafficking, human trafficking, and the drug trade, they had it. They had 260 classified Mexican reports in 1 year. And he said it was a tremendous success. So how about that? So you have Felipe Calderon, you have Enrique Peña Nieto, and that was months before he was elected president of Mexico last summer. And, of course, the president, remember, said he would have an investigation into it after all those revelations came out in September. But the NSA has intercepted 85,000 text messages sent by Peña Nieto and his aides. Oh, you know that you know they're fuming because this gets printed and everybody's talking about it. They're fuming. So Mexico and Brazil, high on the list of priority surveillance targets in April, in that April NSA list that was approved by the president. But for the German newspaper, they wanted to get the information about the Mexican politicians to learn about the drugs, to find out what was going on with the leaders, find out about the military, about the human rights, about the trade relations, all that kind of stuff. They wanted all of that. You know, it's interesting, and is there any rippling effects on this? You cast the one stone and poof! And the one stone was Ed Snowden. So the Brazilian president, Dilma Rousseff, canceled a plan to, there was a planned trip to D.C. in October when all this stuff came out about the NSA spying. And supposedly there's even more. There's even more to come. And you wonder, is there any law broken here? Is there, you know, is there anything at all? Because, you know, all the countries spy on each other, right? So you figure everyone's spying on each other. Russians, Chinese, Brits, I mean, come on. The Israelis. But once it's out there, that's another thing altogether. Once it's already out, it's not like, oh, yeah, the Russians are spying on us. And did you know more spies live in Washington, D.C. or are in even government positions we don't know about than anywhere else in the world or whatever? It's one thing to know that or hear that, but to actually have this information processed, that is, to me, what does the world do? It's just idiocy that this kind of classified stuff in the first place, if it was so classified and worrisome, you want to talk about a glitch. Everyone's talking about the Obamacare glitch, the website for affordable health care, you know, healthcare.gov, oh, what a mess it is, and people can't get on, and it's a damage to what's going to ultimately happen in the beginning of January. I mean, how damaging is this NSA stuff? But they don't do anything. Nothing happens. Nothing happened with the NSA except for, oh, yes, we're going to seriously review our policy of who we contract out to. Now we're having two people do the job of what one person did before to put this in play so that we don't have this happen again. And we're going to change the mission to what? So, in one way, I get it, because would we want to know what's happening in Mexico? Of course. All the time when Felipe Calderon was president, I think he's spit in America's eye when he could. You think of the haves and the have-nots in Mexico, and then they trash America. They trashed Arizona and told people not to go to Arizona because of what the law that Jan Brewer signed, the governor, you know, into effect. And you had Felipe Calderon criticizing the United States in front of both chambers of commerce, which I thought was ridiculous. And so, yeah, what were they doing with the drug trafficking? What was really going on with Fast and Furious? What were some of the things that we don't know? Hey, here's something you can put on the agenda that we're going to talk about this week for sure. The Obamacare glitches, the enrollees, some of them that got through, are going to be with the president in the Rose Garden. He's going to talk about the technical problems with the website on Monday morning and what they're doing to fix them. So I would imagine the people being there is smart, because that's okay. Here's the success stories, but he's going to talk about working around the clock to improve the website. He's going to talk about some of the specific things that it's unacceptable, and that you know, small business owners and pharmacists and you name it are being touched by this, and that some of the problems with the information who haven't been able to get coverage in the past and the exchange, they'll be able to get it now, and that this is a good thing. In the meantime, you have the Republicans calling for the head of the Department of Health and Human Services, Secretary Kathleen Sebelius, over all of the problems with the website and the rollout of the affordable health care, at least this section of it anyway. Stay with us on the flip side. Oh, by the way, if you want to throw in your 2 cents, you can. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Are you enrolling, or do you know anyone enrolling? Stay with us.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123 FreeSeeds.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
So, you've decided to get prepared. You're not sure that a case of ramen and a couple of granola bars under your bed will cut it as long-term food storage anymore. You're in luck. At Emergency Essentials, we have all the resources to get you started. From three-day emergency bug-out bags to year supplies of food and everything in between. Call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 or visit BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work to reduce the rate of premature birth. The numbers have gone down in the past 5 years, but still, nearly 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States each year. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and community programs to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
Lips sweet as pride. Her hands are never cold. She's got Betty Davis eyes. She'll turn the music on you. You won't have to think twice. She's pure as New York snow. She got Betty Davis eyes. And she'll hear you. She'll unheave you of a bad cat job to please you. She's precocious.
You know, how often do I end up beating up the TSA people here on America Tonight? To me, already, I think the blunder of the last week and a half has really been this one. Kate Delaney hanging out with all you, these great nooks and crannies. You're going to be stunned by this. Okay, so the reason I attacked the TSA is because, to me, what's wrong about this is if we're really being secure, and I know we have a gazillion airports, you would at least attempt to have a couple of ex-detectives. If you have to pay the freight, you pay the freight, but it's that much safer, quicker, easier, better, because you have people who know what to look for at the important points of entry, I think, in the United States. But that's not happening now at this point. And, you know, the whole idea after 9/11 was, well, we're going to have U.S. Air Marshals, so if there's shenanigans on the plane, you don't know what planes they're going to be on. There's a lot of them out there. They're going to look like passengers, and if something happens, they're there, and they're going to handle it. So a Tennessee grandpop was the one who nailed this brutal Air Marshal, Adam Joseph Bartesh, who actually now is removed from duty as a federal Air Marshal as of last Thursday. He was taken off a Southwest Airlines flight at the Nashville airport because of this grandpop who noticed that he had a cell phone and he was taking pictures of female passenger skirts. He was shooting up their skirts, in other words. And the grandfather saw him do it like three times. Saw him snapping these photos when they were getting on the plane. They're getting on a plane to Tampa. So he said something. And it turns out that the guy who was snapping the photos, the guy I just mentioned, the 28-year-old from Rockville, Maryland, was an air marshal. He was an active duty guy for the TSA when he was picked up and taken off of a flight. And he was relieved of duty. So I guess he's in the process of, they say, he's in the process of being suspended or fired. So do you think they should fire him? You know, air marshals passing as regular passengers, guarding against the whole hijackings, and you trust this guy to help you in the crisis. And, you know, this all happened. The Federal Air Marshal Service was actually transferred to the TSA from Immigration and Customs after 9/11 happened. So, you know, here the grandpa was seated right next to the air marshal, and he saw him snap, and he said to him, "You ought to be ashamed of yourselves, taking pictures of women without them even knowing you're doing that." And then it comes to be that he's a law enforcement guy. So good for the grandfather. He told the flight crew they grabbed the cell phone to keep him from deleting the pictures. And he admitted to taking them. So, of course, once the criminal complaint was filed, they had the evidence, and he admitted it. The flight ended up being delayed for an hour, but good for the man for saying something and getting this guy kicked out of the program, we hope. I mean, maybe he's just going to be suspended. And they say that he's done it before. That's frightening. So how long has he been an air marshal? What has he been doing? Well, as he's been an air marshal, sorry you're so bored, you're taking pictures of women on these flights. Wow. And that's certainly not a warm and fuzzy feeling about safety in any stretch of the imagination. So it goes back to the same thing. Who are you hiring? And likely part of it, this would say, is, well, it's the budgets. We only have so much in our budgets, and you know, we feel like we're hiring good people. That's the kind of stuff they would most likely say. But they're not hiring good people if they're not screening out guys like this. Now, maybe this is the first time he gets officially nabbed. But the fact that it took the guy sitting next to him to shut him down says something. It says a lot, actually, to me, that that's what happened. Thank goodness. I mean, thank goodness he spoke up. That's why you speak up. And the workers at these TSA spots will tell you, well, they're not paid enough. And this is why it goes back to the whole thing about what kind of security are you getting and how much safer really are we now. And I'm sure there are some people who do a fine job for the TSA. But how many in between don't? And who is it that we're putting there in the first place? You know, you get the shakedown by somebody who's taking pictures of women up their skirts while he's flying around all over the place. I'll say it again. It's not a warm and fuzzy feeling at all. We don't need that guy. Come on, there's got to be somebody better than that. They need to just dump him. Forget the whole suspension. They need to just dump him. That's it. As we kind of round the bend on a few different things starting in the week, because it's going to be an interesting week, the jobs report comes out. The president in the morning is addressing the glitches with Obamacare's website. That's going to be a big conversation piece because the Republicans think Kathleen Sebelius should go on the Hill and answer the questions for the massive amounts of mistakes that have happened and people who couldn't sign up. So do they get that straight? Because a lot was spent on that website, and they're having lots and lots still. And though they've managed to sign up a lot of people, they're still having some technical problems. The other thing that's pretty big with the Republican Party not united and fractured in different directions, you have New Jersey formally recognizing same-sex marriages, which lots of states are doing that, but you have a Republican governor in Chris Christie who initially was not on board with this, and then he changed his mind. So Christie, possibly a 2016 presidential candidate, appealed the ruling and Monday's implementation date to the Supreme Court. And on Friday, less than 60 hours before the weddings were to start, the state's top court refused to delay them while they sort the whole thing out. The court said the state's not likely to prevail, so it moves forward. A state judge last month agreed with advocates who say that by allowing civil unions but not marriages, New Jersey was keeping gay couples in the state from legal equality. So they expect there's going to be what's happened in other areas, a rush of weddings that will happen as couples are able to get licenses. But they, even in New Jersey, while some towns started taking applications for the same-sex marriage licenses, others, because the state told them to wait until there was a reason, you know, a clear reason from the courts, there were towns that refused to grant licenses, even though they were told that they should accept them. So is there any blowback in 2016 at all on Chris Christie when it comes to what's happened in New Jersey? And he may not be the candidate anyways, with so many different people, so many different pieces of the pie in different directions that could possibly grab the brass ring of the presidency or win the Republican side of it and run for president. It's just way too early to tell, I think. Way too early to tell. Coming up here in our next segment on America Tonight, we can count. Because so much of what we talk about on the show, it seems to be related to numbers in some sense. Like, what's going on with Walking Dead and zombies and Halloween? The costumes, probably a lot of them will be the Walking Dead characters. It's a show, if you're not aware of it, that drew 16 million people, and they've got a fan convention that's happening, and they say that's, you know, 10,000 people at least are expected to go to that. So that just keeps growing and growing. There's your 15 minutes of fame and then some. So that's one number we'll talk about. And then radio stations that aren't going to pull ads that are asking for the Redskins' name change. This is a heavy, heavy controversy in D.C. and outside of D.C., in fact. I mean, how many people listening to America Tonight right now are offended by the term Redskin and think the Washington Redskins need to change their name, or think, no, this is part of history and we're being too PC about it, even if you think of the name in a sense, it is an offensive term, I guess, red skin, of course, but that's not how this was, how this came about to be the Redskins' name. It wasn't meant to be that way, and it's been in play for so long. So it's interesting to see how this unfolds, because, you know, will there just be too much pressure eventually, and will Washington, a huge team with lots of history behind it from the very beginnings of football, will they be forced to make a change they really don't want to make? So stay with us. We can count on the flip side here with me, Kate Delaney, on America Tonight.
Can heart and body extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using heart and body extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking heart and body extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305
or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule I drug to hide it behind a marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Of We Can Count here on America Tonight. Talk about where do we land first? Okay, the first thing that we talk about is the D.C. radio station. They pulled advertisements paid for a group calling on the NFL's Redskins to change their name. It was supposed to air this weekend on WJFK. That's the sports talk station there. And there's another one, an FM station, that it was supposed to air on as well. It was paid for by one of the Indian tribes. The spot called for the Redskins owner, Daniel Snyder, to change the team's nickname, which it's had since 1933. And what the ads say is, it's what the Native Americans are saying is, it's unfortunate and un-American that the station permits the team to slander Native Americans on public airwaves with the use of the R word, but doesn't permit Native Americans to use the same airwaves to object to the use of the racial slur. So these ads ads calling on the Redskins to change the team's names have aired in every market where the Redskins have played this season, everywhere. Whoever the opponent has been, they've been on the airwaves. Steve Swenson, who's the senior VP president of CBS Radio Washington, said in an email to the Oneida Indian Nation that based on the amount of on-air debate, adding paid commercials from one side is not something that they think is beneficial for the discussion of the audience. So there you have it. Your number is 1933. That's how long the Redskins have had that name, 1933. Will Daniel Snyder change it? Because right now it's up to him, and it's definitely not looking that way. If you're a college football fan, and I know there are some because I get notes from Dick and Bill and Dan every week asking me what I think about college football. The polls, that's what you're talking about. So I thought, I'm going to throw this into We Can Count. Alabama, still there, number one, baby. They just have that perfect record, the Crimson Tide. Will it be three in a row for them this year? They're 7-0 right now. They've outscored the people that they're facing, their opponents, 201-16 over the past five games. That's incredible. Number one, number one, number one. Nick Saban is a god in Alabama. People have said maybe he'll go back to the NFL, maybe something different will happen. No, no, no. I don't see why that would happen. So, he's just too much of a hero. Why leave all that? So there's no changes in the top of the poll. Alabama is still number one. The second spot in the AP poll went to Florida State. They blew out Clemson 51-14 over the weekend. So how about that? And then it goes from there. Clemson, UCLA, LSU, Texas, A&M, and Louisville all lost. So that starts to rock the poll when that happens. And this is the final year the national championship is actually determined by the BCS standings because they factor into, like, for example, the USA Today poll, the Harris poll, and six computer rankings. I know it's confusing. They crunch all the numbers. That's what you need to know. So this is it. They're going to have a four-team playoff for the 2014 season. Woohoo! That's your number. I have waited for this for a very long time. Then people can argue about, oh, who's really champs? Then the arguments can begin instead of relying on computer rankings, and sometimes you have the tie, so that's no longer an issue. I love it. I think it's a great thing for the game, without a doubt. It's a great thing. 14-foot sea serpent. If your kid came in the door and said, Mommy, I just saw a sea serpent. It was 14 feet long. At least that's what the crowd said. It looked like the Loch Ness Monster. One washed up in Oceanside, California. But this is the second time that's happened in less than a week. The other one was 18 feet long. It attracted a big crowd of about 100 people or so. The second one. It's freaky looking. Called an oarfish. An oarfish. It has the most bones, the boniest fish in the world. And the biggest one, they say, can grow up to, they can get to be, 50 feet long. Maybe this is why I had to hear about the Loch Ness Monster when I was a kid. Because of the oarfish. Could it be the oarfish? I think it's crazy. That they're starting to, you know, the one washed up, somebody else, a snorkeler, found one, dragged it in. You know, what's drawing them into Southern California? Is there something going on that's pushing them in there? Or nah, that's just waters and just kind of a coincidence that they both happened at the same time. It'd be very strange to be swimming, though, and see that. I think that would kind of rock me a little bit if I saw that. I mentioned that zombies are so big right now. If you go to a costume store, you drive by one because you could care less about Halloween, you can't help but notice, right? So what would the popular costumes be? Of course, you would have the zombies. I mean, of course, zombies would be high on the list, and princesses and the normal things that would normally be there. But because The Walking Dead has so many fans, now they're saying that even the convention they had, where normally they wouldn't have this many people, 10,000 people. This is, they expect 10,000 people. And they're going to have some of the cast and crew there as well. 16 million plus watched the debut on October 13th. It just keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger. Maybe it's a fantasy thing. I don't know. I think you either like zombies or you don't like zombies. I can think of a couple of other costumes that might be a little more popular. I think the whole knight thing, princess thing, you know, that kind of, those kind of things are popular. And Iron Man, because Iron Man was big again. So Iron Man would be big. And then there, people are creative. They come up with other things where you see the same things that you see every year, always goblins and witches and, you know, that kind of stuff. I wonder how many people in this audience are home and actually answer the door and have candy for kids that come to the door. Or I wonder if you live in a neighborhood where people take their kids and they trick-or-treat, because so many have stopped doing that. They go to contained areas and trick-or-treat at stores that are open or that agree to do it, or churches or whatever, where people have the candy in their trunk and that's what they do. They don't do it around the neighborhoods as much. I guess it probably depends on where you live. All right, this is a big one. Cyanide. Cyanide killed, they say, Whitey Bulger. Bulger, rather. Bulger, if you remember, was the guy who was hiding out. Whitey was hiding out in California. Somebody figured out who he was and ratted him out. And then he was brought back to be tried. But he ultimately, they say, that acute cyanide toxicity killed the 59-year-old in July. His death was ruled a homicide. And what they're saying is that the trial witness, not Bulger himself, I got that confused, not Whitey himself, but the trial witness mysteriously was poisoned with cyanide. And they, now obviously they can't go to Stephen Rakes, so they ruled the death a homicide, and they're investigating as to who could have potentially poisoned this guy, and they think it's going to get worse as they get closer to some of the other associates or some of the other people who would have been witnesses too as well. Thanks for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.